more on unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with more on unconditional love. I was in the hospital visiting a friend yesterday, and bringing her home from the hospital, in fact. And the lady in the other bed was surrounded by some of her friends, a medical doctor who was her friend, who was suffering from Alzheimer's, and he was not quite with her, and her husband, and a few other people, and she was just a very charming lady, but she had a hip replacement done. And as she was laying there, she looked at me, and I was talking to our friend in the hospital, and as she was looking at me, she was saying, "Well, nice to see you. Nice to have you come by." And I said, "Oh, it is my joy to come by." And I said, "I look at you and I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful." She said, "Oh, yes, yes, I want to feel that way." Well, then talk that way, be that way. She says, "How can you always be so happy, and how can you always be so up on things, and how can every time you've come in here to visit your patient here, your friend, you see them wonderful. You got a smile on your face. I mean, everybody else comes in the hospital looking kind of somber and kind of sober and feeling sorry for the people who are here, and you come in here and you don't have that attitude about you. How come?" And I said, "Well, I can only look at you as I look at myself." And she said, "Well, how do you look at yourself?" And I said, "Well, I look at myself as unconditional love. I think that I am just wonderful. I think that I am just a fabulous person. I think that I'm living a life filled with great joy and peace and harmony and goodness. I am just so filled with happiness, I just can hardly keep it bottled in." And she said, "Well, I would like that." And I said, "Well, keep thinking positive. Keep thinking positive." And I said, "Just remember, I love you unconditionally. I have no condition on the love that I love for you. I don't love you because you're here in the hospital as a roommate to my friend. I don't love you because you're sick. I don't love you because you're well. I don't love you because you're a woman or you're a man or you're whomever. I love you because I love myself. And I love you in the same amount that I love myself. And I love myself unconditionally. I have no conditions on the love that I have for myself, and I'm a happy person. And I see everything that I do happy and joyous and fantastic. And you too can be that." She's, "Okay, I accept." And then we drove away. I brought our patient home. And as we went to the hospital supply store to pick up some goodies that were needed, I walked into the store, and there was a woman sitting in an electric wheelchair. And the electric wheelchair was a little big, but she looked just fine in it. And I said to her, "Now, ma'am, you really belong in that wheelchair right over there," which is the other one, which looked a little fancier and a little more select and a little more petite, but yet powerful, just like she wanted. And she said, "Oh, why is that?" And I said, "Because that's you. That's got you spelled all over it. That's the chair that's got you spelled all over it. Now, your husband here, he should have this chair that you're sitting in. And then the two of you should go shopping and buy groceries and do things, and you'll have your two wheelchairs to ride along in, and he won't have to be standing up and looking down at you, and you won't have to be looking up at him. You're both looking over at each other in your own wheelchairs, and you will feel equal, and so he's not going to be better than you are because he's walking, or you're better than he is because you're riding in your wonderful electric wheel car. You know, you both have one." And he looked at her, sort of that amusing, mischievous smile on his face, and says, "Hey, that is a good idea, you know." And she looked up at him and said, "Oh, would you really buy one for you too?" And he says, "Well, maybe, why not, you know." And so their daughter was standing there, a mature woman of 40-some, and she said, "Are you the salesman here?" I said, no, I'm just a customer buying some things here." And she said, "Well, you certainly know how to make us feel good about this." And I said, well, you're going to get a wheelchair for yourself, too, so you can join your mom and dad as you go popping down the road and going out and walks and so forth, and you're all looking across at each other and just being equals and having a great old time. Oh, come on now, come on now. Two wheelchairs, but now three, my goodness. I said, hey, it's up to you. So I left him, and there was a man. I gave them unconditional love. That was another point. That was another point. The woman says, how can you be so happy? And I said, because I unconditionally love myself, and I unconditionally love everybody in the world. Now, I see you whole and perfect. Now, I don't know what your problem is. She said, I busted my hip, and I got to stay in a wheelchair while it heals. I said, okay. Well, don't spend too much time there. Get out and walk around and get some exercise and get that hip back in shape again, you know. Because if you don't, you'll just die in your wheelchair or in your bed and never get up and have had your said, you know, which you can. And you can have a lot of fun. Now do it. And I went over to the beautiful chairs, and there was an old fellow sitting there enjoying the chair. And I said to him, I said, that's not your chair. This is your chair over here. He said, well, how much is this chair I'm sitting in? I said, that's $1,700. And I said, the one next to you is $895. But come, let's see what this one over here is. This is much more comfortable for your size of body and for you. This is only $600. And he says, yeah, you're working for the store and you're going to sell me a cheaper chair? I said, I'm not working for the store. I said, I just love you unconditionally. I love me unconditionally. I love everything unconditionally. I'm a happy guy. He said, you sure are. And he said, you're crazy. And I said, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? And he said, yeah, I guess so. I said, well, you be a little crazy now, and you be a little silly now, and you do these things. And, hey, sure, it's a few bucks you're putting out, and it's a few bucks you're going to have out of pocket. But think of all the pleasure of you sitting there watching television and enjoying your beautiful chair. He says, hey, that is a good thought. He said, but I don't want to watch TV. I said, you don't? What do? He said, well, I'm a great meditator. You're a meditator. No wonder I was drawn to you. I love meditation too. Oh, you do? And I said, yeah. And so we went on and talked about that for a few minutes. And everywhere I go, I unconditionally love everybody. And everybody ends up being my kind of people. They love the things that turn me on. They love the things that make me happy. Unconditional love? Unconditional love is an every minute, every day activity, not a job. It's something that we naturally are and naturally do, and we have a great old time. Now, are you having a great old time? Are you living your life with all the unconditional love you can figure out? We'll talk more about unconditional love. It's a never-ending story. But remember, share your unconditional love wherever you go, whatever you do. I was in the place where we buy our sprinkler system supplies and so forth. And this Japanese fellow was standing there at the counter. And he said, I said, I'd like to have a rod to turn off and on our sprinkler nozzle. And he says, well, now I have some gold-plated ones here that run about $30,000. How about that? I said, bring it out. Let's take a look at it. So he went back and brought it out. It was a beautiful iron galvanized rod, and it looked just fine. I said, great, I'll take it. He said, what? And he said, let me look up the price. So he looked up the price. He said, $3.29. I said, that sounds about right. And so then we talked, and we talked about life. And he was telling me that his mother and his father are living rather nice lives, that they started a business in working in gardening, and that his mother was very careful with the money, and she took $100,000 out of their one bank account and put it in a special bank account, made $2 million off it, and then she put it back in the account again, and then her husband was working very hard, and they bought bonds as they went along through the years, and the bonds grew and grew until they had $40 million, and they were just having a great old time. And then the young man, he's maybe about 42, he says, you know, when my mom died, everybody wanted to jump on the bandwagon and enjoy some of that money. And I said, hey, that's Dad's money. that's his and that's hers. And but they have so much they could share with. That's theirs to do with whatever they want. If Dad wants to share it, he can share it. If not, he's. And I said, well, here you are, a clerk working in this store. And I said, you would surely enjoy it. He said, don't kid yourself. He said, I'm not stupid. My mother and father raised me well. I have stocks and bonds, and I have investments. You would be surprised what I have. And I said, no, I wouldn't. I said, because you're my kind of people. I love you unconditionally, just like I love myself unconditionally, and you naturally would be an abundant person. He said, I am. He said, but I enjoy the job that I have because it uses my talents to the ability that I feel comfortable in using them. And it challenges me a little bit, but it gives me an opportunity to feel secure in mentally doing the things that make me happy. And I said, well, you're a very wise man. You're a very wise man. I could see why you can be unconditionally loving and others would unconditionally love you. You're fantastic. He said, well, thanks. He said, it sure is good talking to you. Now, every moment of our day, we bump into people, we share with people, we do things with people. And it's up to us to live who we are. Are you unconditionally loving? I think so. Because you wouldn't be listening to this video. You wouldn't be listening to this audio tape if you were not unconditionally loving. Because everybody in my world is unconditionally loving. And that's all that matters. And that's all that ever can matter. So now you have a lovely day and you be the absolute philosopher of your life. Live in unconditional love and watch it bless you a zillion times over. I love you. I love you. I love you.